Hello?
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
I just wanted to get a report on the hearing. How's it going?
Well, it's going fine so far. I gave you misinformation last night. Stewart was still on this morning. They finished up with him very quickly and got Reinecke and Gillenwater on the stand.
Right. I heard they were going to go on. Yeah.
So they've been on this morning. Originally, Gleason had been scheduled as the first witness, but we were able to get
Reinecke and Gillenwater.
Get that one switched. The strategy this afternoon, they broke at 12:30 and they're going back at 2:30. The strategy this afternoon is to have our fellows continue to press Reinecke and Gillenwater with all sorts of questions to drag it out.
Right.
Gleason's counsel is advising the committee at 2:30 that he will not be available tomorrow. So that puts them in kind of a crunch. Now, they may decide as a result of that to
have a night session.
Have a night session or put Reinecke and Gillenwater off or try to juggle things around. Our fellows are alerted to fight that and stall and use all the tactics they can short of making it such a confrontation that we end up hurting ourselves by appearing to be fighting too hard to keep Gleason.
Why do it at 2:30? Couldn't you wait just a little longer?
We tried to get him to, and his counsel is, I think, getting a little nervous about his own client. We may be able to.
I see.
We might be able to do that. That still hasn't been completely set.
Well, you never know. His client may handle himself all right, too.
Well, he may.
It's one of those things.
It's one you'd like to.
But what about they're not going to adjourn for the Senate floor hearings or anything?
No, sir. The reason that they decided, our fellows up there decided against that.
It'd be an extra day of hearings?
That's right. They just would put it over to Friday.
Right.
We have Flanagan going on tomorrow.
10:30. Well, that'll be tomorrow. Certainly they'll take all day for Flanagan, won't they?
I would think the Democrats would. They'll try to do everything they can to draw them into other things.
Yeah.
There'll be fights over germaneness. And so if we get through today, if we're lucky enough, and it's in the laps of the gods a little bit.
I would think that our fellows could just say, well, they can't be there tonight, for God's sakes. I think our people should walk out of any night session tonight. That's ridiculous.
Yes, sir.
You think so?
Yes, sir. And they would block that. I'm not worried about that. What I'm worried about is they're getting to them at 4 o'clock, but even that, they've lost a lot of their steam to keep pressing. We may pull it off. And it really depends on Eastland's attitude, and Mitchell has talked to Eastland several times, and I think Eastland knows the sensitivity, and of course, Ruska sure as hell does.
Right.
We'll just keep that.
Fine. Well, I won't worry about it. I've got some other things to do this afternoon, but anyway, that's fine. It seems to me your people did very well yesterday. Your VFW guy, and
he was great. The news summary didn't get his whole statement, but
I didn't see the summary Bob was telling me about.
It carried on the wires, but God, he said these fellows are cheering the enemy on, and they want the enemy to win and the U.S. to lose.
Great.
It's tough stuff. They're doing well today, also, Mr.
Dennis.
I've been reading the wires this morning.
Yeah.
Goldwater filed that resolution condemning North Vietnam. Stratton filed it in the House.
Right.
So it is bipartisan. And the wire services thus far are running. Our guys are actually getting more copy on the wires. And that doesn't mean the press will put it that way. But they're getting actually more copy than the Democrats. So.
I think they're having. They're not having too much success yet in trying to stir up demonstrations across the country either.
Well, they're really not.
When you come down to it, it's spring and everything, and they should have thousands out. They haven't had that much. Haven't done that much yet.
Well, Friday is the day they're targeting for, but Hallett's reports to me are that he's checked a lot of campuses. They're really not stirred up. It just isn't.
They know the point that it's we just keep hammering invasion. Stennis did it very well to the Today Show.
He did it beautifully.
He said we didn't bomb them, but the president always said that if they crossed the DMZ and invaded, we'd have to react, and we have, and we're going to continue to.
And Laird stuff has played better than I thought it would. Actually, the coverage of it.
Yes, and Rogers is continuing to meet with people, which is good.
He was up there this morning as a result of Rogers' briefing. And by the way, he got a standing ovation. Not a standing ovation. He got interrupted with applause this morning.
Where?
At the meeting that he had for all the House members.
Yeah. Was that just Republicans or Republicans and Democrats?
That was Republicans and Democrats.
Right. And he got interrupted how?
He got interrupted when he said that North Vietnam should be considered the aggressor, and he received a good, strong round of applause as a result of his briefing this morning.
Yeah.
The Democratic caucus has been postponed until tomorrow. And I think the reason reason it was postponed by Tip O'Neill. And I think the reason is he knew damn well he wouldn't have the votes to get his end the war amendment through the Democratic caucus. Now, if they lose that, that just takes all the steam out of it.
Well, on the other hand, an end the war amendment by the Democratic caucus split puts the Democratic Party in a hell of a bad position.
Yes, it does.
I'm not so worried about that. Let them pass their damn resolution.
Well,
if they get it out of that floor, it'll never pass there.
Oh, hell no. No, and
a lot of Democrats will squeal like hell about it, too.
That's right. Well, thus far, Mr. President...
Is Stratton going to attempt in that caucus to get his resolution considered?
He's already offered it, and
What are the Democrats saying?
They're in a hell of a spot, because the Stratton resolution condemns
North Vietnam.
And the two pending items of business on the Democratic agenda is Tip O'Neill's amendment and Stratton's. So they've got...
Good. Well, they'll have to vote on Stratton's.
They've got to step up to both of them, and it's just delightful. And, of course, Goldwater today was using it beautifully to say, well, come on, let's get the Democrats to criticize the aggressors. But I think the thing that has made this one so different than others is the fact that, number one, our fellows are taking one line and sticking with it.
Right.
And they really are. I talked to Bob Taft this morning, who's never been too strong on things, and he's personally fired up. He said, God damn, it's sickening to listen to these people. The aggressor is North Vietnam.
But the aggressors, in other words, the North Vietnamese communist enemy are the aggressors. And all we're doing is starting to fight aggression, and they're on the side of the communists. You know, putting them on the side of the enemy and the side of the communists, Chuck, just keep hammering that.
Well, where Vasides has got them. They're all mad this morning calling for an investigation of the VFW's tax status now. So.
Are they?
Yeah.
For Christ's
sake. We'll control that. But this hurts them. You see, that...
Well, he's a Democrat.
Sure. But it really sticks it into them because these fellows are all politicians and they read their mail and they talk to people back home. And I think they know this time, unlike prior times, we really do have.
We may have more of the people on our side than they think.
Yes, sir.
And you can't tell. You never know. I mean, all these, you know, things that are, Chuck, you're the type of public records you're getting now don't mean much, but we're not going to be deflected by polls or anything else. We're just going to go right ahead because we're on the right side.
You're absolutely right on that, Mr. President. I've spent 20 years sort of feeling the political pulse of the
country,
and I can tell you right now that it's with us. And
you think it is? Huh?
Yes, sir. I'm positive.
I saw where the mayor, Bob, told me of Alexandria, Louisiana, changed. That's great.
Over this issue,
did it get a play?
It got a good play, and I
over this issue.
Yes, sir.
Great.
And I've got you sending him a letter. So it's
of course a letter. Absolutely.
I'm thanking him for it because it's he's doing it for America.
And Reagan has come out strong.
Yes, and we have one from Rockefeller, but I haven't seen it on the wire yet. We did get one out from him. Fitz, I talked to, and he's raring to go. I wrote a statement for him, and I just sent it over, so I'm sure he'll use it. All of our
Meany is retaining his silence.
Yes, and
it's a mistake on his part. And boy, I mean, if he wants to, you know, he should always be strong on this issue. That's the one thing that he's considered as a patriot.
But that's right.
But if he's just going to be lowering his snakes, but particularly if Fitz moves.
Well, that's the point I used with Fitz, and that's what Fitz really excited.
I wish you could get Brennan to say something.
Well, Brennan is. Brennan told Cashin last night that he was writing it and calling them all commies. He said, I'll call all those senators commies. That's what they are. So he's tough. One thing we've got going is a lot of momentum. I think that...
You really think so, huh?
Yes, sir. The Rogers-Laird 1-2 punch.
Which was just... we didn't plan it that way, but the Senate called them that way.
It just worked beautifully, and the coverage, I think, was excellent. Laird got a hell of a lot more last night than I would have thought, and good coverage.
Yeah.
And he was firm, and the fellows on the Hill, the playback from all the press reports that you read in the television, the doves aren't making the impact that they might, and our fellows are meeting them
fighting them.
So they're fighting them.
That's great.
That's what we...
Well, you know, Chuck, as a matter of fact, this kind of thing is good for us.
I think it is.
You realize that the idea that I've seen in some of these political columns, other than Novak or and others, I understand, writing that the president's terribly... distressed because he was hoping to keep Vietnam on the back burner. Listen, whenever you have a crisis and handle it properly.
That's right.
That's a plus.
That's right.
It's leadership. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. And the story that has been getting out, Mr. President, of you being so cool and the politics be damned.
Is that getting out, the politics be damned?
Yes. And that's been in, I've seen it now, and
good.
Three or four stories turned up, and we're going to continue to push it.
That's right.
It's marvelous because it does kind of, it's just what we need with the country. To have you cool.
Right.
And confident and not creating a crisis, but just
right.
handling it very,
right.
very well, and saying the hell with the politics, we're going to do the right thing for the country.
Yeah. And
I think it's a plus.
And for the cause of peace.
And for that's right. So I'm
well. Don't be too worried about whatever happens this afternoon at ITT. The goddamn thing has just dragged on this long, and he gives us a punch, so he does.
Well, the Flanagan ploy was a good one.
I think it was.
I'm happy with the way that's worked out, because
yeah.
at least
we're off that wicket, at least.
That's right.
We have offered him, and their squealing that we don't offer others becomes patently partisan.
That's right.
On the other hand, on the Gleason thing, as I said, don't be too worried about it. I mean, our guys should adjourn the damn hearing at 5 o'clock, though.
Well, they're primed for that.
And Gillenwater and the rest, they really ought to hammer him hard. And
they've got a whole line of questioning. We've loaded them up. And Rusker, as he
Gillenwater and Reinecker know that they're to talk a long time, too.
They're aware of the
All right.
situation.
Good.
We'll stay with that one.
All right. Good luck.